Good morning, this is Jeremy Dees of Plan for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 16th of Jan 2012. As we all know, Standard & Poor's downgraded much of Europe at the end of last week on Friday, and the dollar, the euro is now at a 16-month low. I really want to address that today in this commentary. But before I do so, a quick look at some of the highlights of last week. It was actually a generally positive week until Friday. In the US, there were some very positive indicators about the health of the consumer, and that did the market sound good. Over in Europe, however, we saw signs that the German economy is weakening, although to counter that, Europe did see on Thursday successful bond auctions in Spain and Italy, to the great relief of investors. Over in the Far East, China released data showing that inflation is not really fully under control yet, but that led markets to see further monetary easing in the Far East, and they generally saw it as a positive in their perverse way. Currencies, the euro continued to slide down to a 16-month low, but we saw the first signs of real strength in US dollar for 3 years. And that's really because investors are now seeing as their first port of call the United States, where the markets and economy are beginning to improve. On the commodity markets, oil dropped to below $100 on weekly European growth, an increase in stocks, and a more sanguine view of Mideast geopolitical concerns. Well, let's look at markets last week. They were generally positive. Japan up 1%, Far East up 2%, Europe just positive by a fraction, UK up 3% as measured by the FTSE 250, US up 2.5%, West Texas Intermediate oil down 2.5% to $98.5 a barrel, and gold up 1.5% to $1,640. Okay, so let's turn to Europe. The real issue in Europe at the moment is actually medium-term competitiveness. If you look at what the IMF would consider to be the standard solution for dealing with a balance sheet crisis, it falls into three parts. First of all, provide short-term finance to deal with liquidity problems. And that now at last is in place after the European Central Bank started providing additional liquidity, we think anyway. Second is structural reform, deal with tax, labour regulation, etc., which is holding back growth. And that is now, I think, beginning to happen in Spain and Italy, who have both now got new governments. But it's worth noting that unit labour costs in the south of Europe are still around 25% higher than in Germany, and that has to be tackled. The third strand of the IMF standard solution is to increase competitiveness through devaluation. And here is the rub, of course, because that is not possible in Europe. So there is no possibility of kick-starting growth or improving competitiveness in those parts of the southern Europe area where growth is weak. So you can also see this as, if you want, an internal balance of payments issue, with southern European solvency and liquidity problems being dealt with by payments from the north. The southern deficit, if you want, is being funded by the northern surplus. Ultimately, that's going to lead to voter fatigue. In the north, people are going to get fed up with funding the south, and in the south, people are going to get fed up with austerity measures. So the lack of growth, I think, is going to extend the crisis far longer than one would normally expect. However, I think the euro is likely to hold together. There's immense political will for that. But I do expect to see Greece and Portugal leave the euro within the next 2 to 3 years. They really have no option. And if you want, that's the reason for the downgrades we saw on Friday and the weakening euro. Let's look at what's happening this week. Market moving events. US markets are closed Monday, Martin Luther King Day. The rest of the week, there's a fair amount of data across the board this week, and that's going to be indicative of growth prospects across the globe. Here at PFL, I'm away Monday, and hence I'm recording this at the weekend. I'm in London at the IFP January board meeting. I'm away also Thursday afternoon and all Friday. Well, that's it from me. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you find it useful. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Please contact your financial advisor before taking any action. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority, and our number is 448184. Thank you.